president and general manager of the Dickinson, North Dakota-based Stockman's Livestock Exchange, Larry Schnell, says this is very early.
Normally, we don't get into selling a good number of calves until at least the second or third week of October, but September 16th, we had right at 2,000 head of calves, and I can't remember the last time that we have had even 400 or 500 calves in all of the month of September, so it's real early, and the run has definitely started here.
The movement is all drought-related. The market for cows and calves is better than Schnell expected in a drought situation.
So I'm hoping that this can hang in there. I think the market itself will continue to be strong or even stronger right through the fall marketing season. But the only thing that could hold that back would be a situation where lots and lots of calves come to town at the same time. And I kind of see that happening at some point, but it's almost impossible to know when that is. Most likely that'll be towards the middle of October, which is still early.
The recent rains have brought optimism for some North Dakota cattle producers, encouraging them to hold on to their herd.
Northwest is a particular example of that, and we have had a number of consignments. We had about 500 head that came off of the list because they're going to hang on to them a little bit longer. It's definitely having an impact in some areas, others not at all.
Other ranchers will move their cattle. On Thursday, September 30th, Schnell says Stockman's Livestock Exchange could move more than 3,000 calves.
It's a pretty dire situation for a lot of these producers. We're looking at a situation, where this market is going to get stronger and stronger, but yet come next year, almost all of our producers will have quite a few less calves to sell. The one thing that a drought does is it really cleans up cattle herds. A year from now, there will be very few old cows on the ranches in western North Dakota. The quality will be exceptional because you can't afford to pay $200 to $250 a ton for hay and feed it to a cow that's blemished in some way or is not raising a really good calf.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Kara Hart on the Red River Farm Network.